Like I said, I got a long kind of V-neck one that I ended up really liking off of Amazon. Anyway, maybe I'll do it for a favorite. I had to sew up the sides because this thing had slits up to,
All the way up.
I was fancy. I was fancy was my name. I'm not even playing. I was like
Make
a
America
slit clean
fancy
up to her
again.
hip. That is almost what it was.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Out the pool. I didn't mean to do that.
No, I was already out of the pool.
Okay.
I was out of the pool, but I just am, you know, went back in.
Relaxing.
I mean, it's such a hard day. You know, I mean, it's a hard life. I
some of us
got out of
worked
the
today.
pool and I went and put my pajamas on back on. And
That's
I
what
guess
I'm
we're
supposed to
gonna,
do with you.
yeah, and I guess we're gonna grill burgers later. I don't know, but
Sounds
yeah, it's a real,
nice.
real hard Labor Day here.
Oh,
So,
well, I'm glad. I'm glad you had a good day chilling. So,
Yeah.
before we get started, oh no, I guess we can talk at the end. That's fine. Let's just get started and then we can talk travel stuff later
Okay.
at the end. Anyway, hey, everybody, welcome. I didn't like how I started that. Hey, like a weirdo.
You
Just
are a weirdo.
hi. Hey, I meant to just say,
You
hey.
just want to be real professional. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Designer Cornbread,
Oh, I don't.
episode 103.
I didn't want to, I
It's
just
an
wanted to be
NPR.
normal.
This sounds like an NPR
It
overnight.
is. And they are very relaxing when they
They are
speak.
very
And the
relaxing.
music is very relaxing. Okay. We,
Well, that ain't us.
gonna be, that's
Welcome.
not
Hey,
us.
y'all.
Okay. Fire in the hole.
Fire in the
Okay.
hole.
I don't know. Maybe it'll be the blooper. It'll probably be the little thing at the end. But in case it's not, my hubby has his fire in the hole, the last ride T-shirt on from Silver Dollar City today as he's working around the house. So he came in and showed it to Joni to make her happy.
Yeah, so when
And
I logged on, there's Tim and his big fire in the
it just
hole
big fire
shirt.
in the hole. So there you go.
Just,
But anyway,
yeah, made my day.
it did. It doesn't take much. Doesn't take
No,
much.
no.
So, well, how are you doing? What is going on? I
Man, I don't,
know.
last week I had a, you know, a lot of exciting things to talk about, and this week I don't.
That's not
It's
good.
been a chill, very chill week, 'cause at school we're doing you know, we're finishing up safety and sanitation, so they took that test, and then my other kids, my culinary 3 and 4, they're still doing Serve Safe. They should have done it. They should have been through Friday. Some of them are not. We'll just leave it
Okay,
at that.
well,
And
sometimes you need more time. You need
yeah,
more
Miss
time.
Shank's just real happy right now. Anyway, so I've just been sitting there watching them do this. They have to go through, I teach it, and then they go through a course with Serve Safe. And
Online or like in a book?
online, it's
Oh, okay.
online, and then they test online. I have to proctor it and all that, but yeah, so I've just kind of been I'm watching kids, you know, on their computers all week. So
Well, that
I
kind of, well,
don't,
that's chill. You get to sit at your desk a little bit and
I
probably
know
get
it was
caught up on
kind of
some
nice.
stuff.
It was nice after the you know, Minnesota trip to come in and just but anyway, we did cook. I had my culinary 4 cook. We're starting our church Wednesday night thing is starting back up. And
Okay, I was going to ask when that started. Okay,
so
all
we are
right.
not doing the meals yet because I just told them, I said, look, we got to have so many weeks to get through all the safety and sanitation and all of that. So last week we just ordered pizza and I had my kids do, they made a banana split cake, my culinary 4. And we just did a little salad. And then this week, I think the men's group or somebody is going to grill hamburgers and hot dogs, and we're
Oh,
going to do
nice.
baked beans and desserts. But anyway, we won't really get into that until about September 18th. So,
Well, that makes sense. You need about a month of school just to kind of get everybody
right.
situated. Speaking of Serve Safe, you Tim needs Serve Safe. You got to come up here and teach that man some Serve Safe.
Oh.
I'm not kidding. I said it last night. I said, Tim, you would not pass. Aunt Joni would be mad at you, and you would not pass serve safe because that fool, and he likes to cook. He's a good cook. So I count my blessings. But I tell you what, it drives me crazy because when I'm in there, first of all, the pan and pot handles are always turned out crazy, just sticking out. And it drives me nuts. I literally cannot. So I'm constantly, the flame on the pot is always going all up the sides of the pot, which leaves a nice scorch mark on my little handle of my one pan. Yeah. It's all black. Then the other thing is he leaves drawers and cabinets open. He'll just leave them open. He'll get something out.
My kids do that and it drives me nuts.
It drives me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you're going to turn around and smack your head. And you know who's going to have to take care of you?
Mm-hmm. You.
Aunt Joni. I'm going to send you Aunt Joni.
No. No. No.
And then yesterday he was cutting something. And we were making some steaks and a little salad. And he was making a salad. But he turned around with the knife. And I was coming into the sink. And he moved to the side. But he just turned around with the knife aimed right at me.
Yeah.
I've had it. I'm going to send him down to take your class. Just the first
come
month.
Come on. Just come on.
I need to send him next
so,
year.
Well, my own child calls me. So they always, you know, I always get these calls, cooking calls.
Yes.
And but which Caleb child? Calls me.
Oh, it's Caleb.
This was
okay.
Caleb. Yeah. Mm-hmm. John Garrett calls me too. This was Caleb. And he said, hey, is it bad if the chicken is kind of, you know, slimy, sticky? I said, yeah, that's a good indicator that it's contaminated. And he said, it doesn't stink. And I said,
it doesn't matter. Once it hits that slime, I can't. I'm out.
He said, he said the others feel okay, but this one kind of feels like a snail. And I was like, Caleb.
Rub it on your face, Caleb. It'll.
I said, is it touching the other chicken? It's touched one. It was on one of the breasts. I said, you're going to have to throw that breast away. I said, I would throw the whole thing in the garbage. He was like, well, but it didn't. He's arguing with me.
Because these are boys on a budget. Once your kids go out on their own and have to buy their at home, he wouldn't have cared. He'd been like, fine, throw it out. But now he's like, can we save this quarter of a chicken breast?
And so, but then he tells me so that he touched the slimy one with his hand and then he touched the others. Okay. And I was like, okay, that's called cross-contamination. Hey, you have just taken it. Mm-hmm. From that one chicken breast and you've put it on all the others that may not have been contaminated.
Uh-huh.
And he's still arguing with me. And then he's like, oh, wait. And I keep saying, I would throw it out. He said, I just put it on it's been on the cutting board with the same chicken. It's all been on. I was like, just Caleb, throw it out. Just go get something.
He needed to take the serve. Why didn't we have all of our people do serve safe with them so they could learn?
I'm fixing to bring him in and teach him.
Well, get Tim signed up for that course.
You know, but he keeps arguing with me. And I mean, as soon as he said it was slimy, I was like, yeah, just throw the whole pack. You need to throw the whole package out. And he's arguing, well, what about? And I'm like, you know what? Do what you want to do.
I was going
to
say, go ahead, buddy.
You're a young, healthy male. It's probably only going to give you, diarrhea, maybe some vomiting. And
enjoy. It'll be all right. No, because Hudson would probably eat it too and be like, this is good chicken, Caleb.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe I'll be sick.
Run away. So this is not related to food safe, but I saw an ad and I tried to get Tim to go get it for me. Chick-fil-A has a new, and I'm not a big shake, a new whatever person, but they have that banana pudding shake.
Oh, I didn't see that. JB told me they had the pimento one back.
Oh, they've got the
pimento chicken sandwich back.
They do, which I don't eat there very often. We don't eat fast food very often, but that sandwich I would recommend, but they also have the banana pudding milkshake. And so I yelled at him the other day to go get me one. Pretty much as soon as I saw the ad, I was watching a movie and he was in the other room and I said, go get me a banana pudding shake. And he said, no, we have ice cream. And I was like, oh, fine. Which is highly unusual because he's one to get up in the car. He's like, Ron, get up in the car and go get me a shake. My wife just told me to go get a shake.
Yes.
But he didn't. And that was fine. So I made my own little shake. But then yesterday he calls me. And he was taking his mom home and he called me up and he said, hey, you want that banana, whatever shake? Where was it at? And I said, oh, yes. And I said, he said, was it Chick-fil-A? And I said, yes. And he was like, oh, it's the Lord's Day. You can't have it. And I was like, I was very upset.
So those of you who don't know, Holly is a bit of a fool when it comes to banana pudding.
I can eat a mess of banana pudding.
She loves her some banana pudding.
I do.
And we have a restaurant here called The Outpost, and they have really good banana pudding. I mean, it's that old Southern, you know, banana pudding.
No.
And every time we go, Holly orders it, and they are always out of it. And Ron, we were there a week
every
ago.
Every time. I'm in a fight with them. I'm in a big fight with them.
And Ron looks at them and says, do you have banana pudding? And they said, yeah, we do. And so they bring him this bowl of banana pudding, to which he immediately takes a picture of it and sends it to Holly and says, they save it for the locals.
I know. It made me really mad. I got really upset. I was like, that is rude. I've been there many times. And I've stopped even order. I've stopped even trying because I don't want to get, it hurts my little heart. And we're there. We're not even there late. We're there at like 5.
I know.
5:30. I'm like, y'all are already out of banana pudding. Maybe. And the whole restaurant is full of people. I'm like, maybe y'all ought to make another pan of banana pudding.
They also run out. They have a really good coconut cream pie. And that's, they're always out of it when I go.
It sounds like they should know they need to make more. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to sell more.
Should we start calling them and say, hey, we are coming on, you know, Thursday, this day.
I know.
We
Can
want.
You make a whole one for us. Make a whole pie and make a, and we want half a thing or, you know, a small thing of the banana pudding, and we will pay you for the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Or you could just make it for me and we wouldn't have to do all that.
I could do that.
Because yours was really good. Okay. You guys, I have such a hankering for this banana pudding. I could eat a ginormous bowl right now with my coffee. I'm sipping my coffee. Uh-huh. And I don't make it. I only want it. I not only want it, but mostly when I'm in the South, you know, when I go further south where I know it's going to be some good slap. Like we went the other day. Yeah. So when Joni and I were in Chattanooga a few weeks back, we went to Edley's Barbecue, which I didn't know Chattanooga had an Edley's. I've been to the one in Nashville. And that is where I discovered that, like, if you get a plate or pork, you know, whatever platter you're going to get, and you can get two sides or you can get three sides or whatever, the banana pudding is a side. Mm-hmm. And when
and
we
she
went,
got two sides I of did. Banana pudding.
I got double She's, banana pudding.
Can I have barbecue and two sides of
I did.
Banana pudding?
I said, I want the double banana pudding. And the little young man, I said, and don't. I don't care. I said, don't judge me. And he said, oh no. He said, no, ma'am. He said, I can eat a mess of that right back there. And I was like, and my daughter, everyone, I think all my kids got the banana pudding side. So I've affected them.
Do you like the banana pudding with the meringue or the whipped cream?
No, whipped cream. Meringue is useless. I'll be real honest with you. Meringue, it's pretty. Like, I guess it can add a little, but it's just like a flavorless. I like it if it's a little bit torched or maybe if it's like a hard meringue, you know, like those baked meringue. Is there meringue on a...
Meringue is usually always baked.
Yeah, but sometimes it's kind of really soft and kind of gelatinous and you're like...
Yeah. And then, it's just not... Then that's not a good meringue.
It's not hard.
Yeah.
Is there meringue on what's that really good pineapple thing we had at the Grove Park Inn? Alaska? Baked Alaska?
The Baked Alaska. Yeah.
There's a meringue on that, and that was good.
Yeah.
Because they catch it on fire or something. They do something.
Yeah. Yeah. It was everything at Grove Park Inn was good.
Ain't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? But no, I prefer whipped cream on pretty much anything. Whipped cream is better, but you know. Except like a good meringue. Like I like the cherry berries in a cloud. I like that. And that's got a meringue layer.
It does. Yes.
But it tastes good. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Everyone wanted to know. This is going to be a meringue. We're doing a dessert episode right now. Okay. Because Holly really wants her banana pudding. And Tim tricked me yesterday about it. I was not happy about that.
It was terrible.
It was.
Sad.
But then I said, and then I was all hankering for it. And so I said, just go to Sonic and get me a banana fudge sundae. And again, I don't go to Sonic. I go to Sonic once. I can't tell you the last time I've been. We just, I don't know. It's not my favorite. It's fine, but whatever. We just don't do a lot of fast food. But, and I always would get, if I'm not getting like their Blizzard's things or anyway, but I like a banana fudge sundae. And it's just a hot fudge sundae. with bananas and the hot fudge, the vanilla ice cream, the whipped cream. It's divine. But I haven't had it in a million years. So I said, I want a banana fudge sundae. He's like, well, I don't see that on the menu. I said, just order it and see if they have it. Because I think I'd done that before. And so he gets the little guy on the speaker and he said, if they don't have it, what do you want? And just a chocolate shake. I was like, sure. And they didn't have it. He said, can you do a banana hot fudge sundae? I'm like, do they not have a banana back there? Because it's just a hot fudge sundae with a banana. I've been very upset. I've been very upset. This weekend has not gone well. And they didn't. And I said, don't they do banana splits? Because remember, Sonic used to do like a
banana split.
And he said, I don't see that on the menu either. And I think the young people, I think we don't have those anymore. And I don't like banana splits, but because there's too much going on. Mm-hmm. But the banana fudge sundae is... So I didn't get that. I just got a chocolate shake. So it's been hard. Been very hard. I guess I can just...
A rough week.
It's been hard. I hadn't had my banana ice cream desserts.
Well, I guess I could make some and send it. Ron's got those ice packs. Overnight you.
I know. Well, I shouldn't say no. I mean, if you feel the Lord leading.
I did get you a gift, as a matter of fact.
What?
Yes. Child Abuse Center, the Carl Perkins Center here was having a little fundraiser and they had t-shirts and it says, I'm going to get it wrong.
Oh my gosh.
Dolly and Reba 2024. And then underneath it, it says, make America fancy again.
Oh, you are kidding me. You got one for me?
I did.
Oh, I am very excited. I will be wearing that.
Yes.
100%. Yeah. I will be wearing Dolly and Reba. Make America fancy again. No, if that's okay. That's not a good song.
Fancy. I'll tell you what.
It's not a good, story. I don't know. She ended up with the Georgia mansion and
she did.
And a penthouse.
And I ain't never looked back. She never looked back.
So I don't know. Maybe. Okay, and that's enough. We're not going to discuss that. The big excitement of this weekend, however, was beginning of the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes, it is.
We're in football season. We've actually entered, as of yesterday, the burr months. So it's a good, let's go. I've had a good summer. Summer's been great.
Yep.
And now we're into the burr months. We got September, October, November, and December. So let's go.
I have resisted putting out my September stuff yet.
Yeah.
Because I have made myself go, I am going to enjoy Labor Day. I am going to enjoy and embrace this last day of, unofficial day of last day of summer. And, but it's about to come out.
Yeah. But that's super fun. It.
Yeah.
That's super fun. So yes, we had the beginning kind of the more official week before. There was like a couple games, but the college football, I didn't get to watch a bunch, but I did watch the Mississippi State and poor little Eastern Kentucky. Poor little.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the first week is always I just kind of watched to try to get to know the players.
Listen, I had my Saturday planned. Okay. This is going to sound terrible. And before I say this, I'm glad it worked out this way.
Okay.
But I am in the pool. I mean, because we were in Minnesota. I mean, it's a run. Mm-hmm. And then at school. And then Saturday comes. And I thought, I am just going to chill. I'm going to be in the pool today. I'm going to do a little. I'm going to piddle around the house a little bit. And then 5:00, I am watching Mississippi State. I'm back out in the tent. I got the fan going. Mm-hmm.
Get your munchies and you'll be all set.
Yep. So I am, we did not tailgate. I told John Garrett, I said, I am not tailgating in deep Mississippi before Labor Day. Sorry.
No, ma'am.
I'm out. On that.
No, we're out.
So I'm in my tent. And anyway, but I'm in the pool and Ron calls me and says, hey, or JB has to come get me and said, Dad needs you to call him. And I'm thinking, oh gosh, what's happened? Anyway, he said, hey, I've just been talking to Monty. I said, okay, great. He said, they're going to come eat chicken kebabs with us tonight. I went, okay.
The chicken kebabs are trouble.
Great. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So it was a great visit. I love Monty and Rhonda. I'm not saying it.
No, it's not them. It was the kebabs. No, it's not them at all. It's the husband volunteering for you to make a complicated
meal. House is not, we are not like dinner party ready. We are not.
It's good anyway, friends.
So it's a good friends. And anyway, we had a good day. They just came and sat out in the tent. We had the game on and, but I didn't pay as much attention, but I didn't need to because it was such a blowout.
So. I didn't pay. I missed the first quarter because we were doing something. I can't remember what. And then, but I had the rest on while I was kind of doing some work because I'm just sort of seeing, there's some new quarterback. They had a couple new quarterbacks play for a little bit. So I'm just trying to get to know the names and
We looked good. Tennessee looked good, Caleb said. And then I'm reading, and I didn't watch it, but the LSU Southern California game.
Oh, okay.
Evidently LSU messed up. I don't know what happened, and I'm not even going to act like I do, but I just read a comment from one of the old coaches here, and he said, yep, LSU is a very undisciplined team, and it showed. So I don't know
how I feel about Brian Kelly. I mean, I like LSU. I really do. I've liked them a long time, but his face doesn't go down there. So I'm just do another season of that. But anyway.
Yeah. So
yeah, it was fun. I didn't watch a lot of other things, but I will say I have a moment that I would like to highlight. It's not a uniform moment. Okay. I have nothing, no vibes about the uniforms, although Mississippi State looked great. You know, I just think their uniforms are almost always. Oh, I will say, did you see the one play, bless that poor little Eastern Kentucky, where they were punting down by their goal line? They had to punt after the fourth down or whatever. And Mississippi State blocked it and scored. Scored right there.
Yeah, right there.
I was like,
And
I will say too, and I love me some showboating. Do not get me wrong. I love a good, when the moment calls for a good showboat, I wish they would not have any penalties and let them go.
Yeah, let them go. Yeah.
Let them go as long as it's not crude or rude. But they were a little showboaty. And when you're ahead by a bazillion.
By that. And I mean, it was a good play, but it's not like you just ran 100 yards. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they kind of did it on every. Now it's the first game. I'm not trying to be overly critical. Look, it is the first game. A lot of new players. Their first time. The cowbells are going. It's a great environment. So I'm not trying to be like a poo poo on them having. I'm not. I really am not. I enjoy a good, but it's like. When you're by so much, I'll give it to them because it's the first game. It's fine.
So Mississippi State, for those of you who don't know, we have a new coach. And thanks to the transfer portal, which I am not a fan of at this point, we have lost almost all of our play. I think we have two returning players starting.
Yeah, the most new players in the SEC.
So, but they looked real good. We'll see as time goes on. Yeah. But
It was a good showing. Yeah. It was a good first showing.
I'm not a fan of the new football rules.
Which new rules? The ones with
the payment stuff,
the portal and all that kind of stuff in general. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I it's real interesting because it's totally changed the game. I will say it's better for the players.
Yeah,
it can be better for them.
If they maybe. Would put it, and now I'm 100% like if the, on the video games, if NCAA is using their likeness, where they're doing the college football, they need to be paid for that. Mm-hmm. Now, but I just don't know that schools, you're getting a scholarship.
Yeah.
And this is where we've gotten past the point that the immediate money is more important than the education.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that if they get drafted, if I had gotten drafted in my, sophomore year or junior year, would I go 100%? I would.
Right. Because you can't guarantee 2 more years of no injuries or whatever. No, I get that too. If that's going to be your career.
You can go back to college. You can finish that. Sure. But, just saying the game is more important than the education. I'm have some issues with that, but
yeah, Yeah, it's interesting. It has definitely changed the game. And as with most things, you know, some for the good and some for the bad, you know, they can switch mid-season, they can switch, you know, it just makes it so much more fluid. Yeah. Which again can be very beneficial for the players, because sometimes, you know, if you're not getting enough play or you're not, something's weird and you fit better here, but at the same time, you know, right, there's something for sticking to it and making the team gel and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's going to be a little bit harder to do, but we will see. My moment that I wanted to talk about was by the Tennessee. It's not a football moment. Did you see Smokey, the dog, the mascot, not the real dog?
I did not.
The mascot, Smoke. So the Tennessee Volunteers, their mascot, this beautiful old hound dog, Smokey, who I just, that's such a good mascot.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they have the dude dressed up like it, and he did a spoof on that ray gun. It was Ray Gun Smokey. So it was the Australian breakdown.
That is awesome.
And had the sweatsuit, had the outfit on, just like her.
Yeah.
And got on the ground and was like doing all kinds
Great. No, I totally missed
it. It was hilarious. I'll try to link it.
Yeah. Yeah, great.
He was at better than her, though. Like, he actually did some moves and flipped back, but he did all her crazy moves, and it was so...
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was Ray Gun Smokey. It made me very happy.
That's fantastic.
It was. So that's the kind of thing we love. You know, this is why one of the reasons we love us some college football, because, man, you don't know what you're going to see. You don't know what's going to happen. So, yeah, but you're right. There's a new coach, so that'll... You know, it's a whole new change. So we'll see. But you're right. They looked pretty good. So, yeah. What else you got? Anything else exciting?
No,
what's coming up this week?
Let's see. I actually brought my calendar up here.
Yeah.
Because I have absolutely zero to talk about.
Oh, I know. So, and my outline, I whipped it together so fast because we have been crazy. So I did today while you're looking. I went out and set up for the warehouse sale that's coming up this coming Saturday on the 7th. So we could start setting up today. And today was night. The weather is finally broken. It's not a bazillion degrees. So it's actually pretty nice out. So it wasn't burning hot in the warehouse. And I got my little table all set up with... all kinds of fall goodness and did some stuff at the booth. So I've already done that today, did my little work that I needed to get done. And that's just all my house, not the living room, but the dining room. I mean, everything has just been covered in inventory because I've had to get ready. So yeah. What you got? Anything interesting?
Well, no, I have, JB is moving to Nashville on Friday. Yeah.
I knew he was moving, but I was going to ask when the date is.
He's moving Friday. He actually will start work. He's got a job with Wells Fargo, and he will start work on the 16th. So happy birthday to me.
That is. So he found a place, or is he still looking?
He found a place not Huntsville, Hendersonville. Goodness.
Oh, gross. Right.
In Hendersonville, which is good. Where his banking is, or his bank is there. So he's moving up. Ron's going to move him up Friday.
That is so exciting. Yeah. I'm so proud of him. That's fantastic.
He's going to have a good time.
So anyway, you will be an official.
I will be officially empty nester. Well, no, I won't, because I have Ron Shank, which is worse than all three boys, I have the two dogs.
I know.
A little
emptier. We'll see. That's so exciting. But congratulations to JB. That's pretty fantastic.
And so next Saturday, I think I'll start on Caleb's room. I just ordered a cheap bed from Wayfair.
Yeah.
I just thought I'm sticking it upstairs and, you know, nobody's really going to be, you know, just in and out sleeping on it. Anyway, did that. I'm going to start cleaning it out and getting it ready for our Thanksgiving.
I know. That's so exciting. I actually ordered a mattress too, a queen. I just did one of those. It's so crazy that you can order, you know, they come those rolled up.
Yes, I know. And it's,
we never
just
used
in
to
like you a had, little box.
I know. I finally ordered the queen. So it came yesterday for Avery's room, and we've got the little foundation piece is coming this week. So I'm getting her bed. It's just, we're doing our bed.
It's
this
like,
week.
You remember like the Jetsons or whatever, and it's just like this little pellet or something, and yes, you drop a thing of water on it. And then all of a sudden it just, this is where we are now.
This
is
you guys
living the Jetsons.
We are. We are. We've got the computer, the TV phones that mm-hmm. they, and ours are even mm-hmm. better because they're like in our pockets. He had to like sit in front of his desk and talk to Mr. Whatever from the office. Yeah, they have Zoom meetings and all kinds of stuff on the Jetsons. So that is exciting. Okay, so you're going to hit it. You're going to get up in that room.
Well, maybe. Here's what I'm facing. The pellet is wearing off. Wearing off. And it's not, my appointment to get the new one is not till October 1st. So it's either, they said you're either a 3 month or a four month person. And they booked me out for 4 months.
They should have booked you 3 months.
I know I'm going to be a 3 month person, but I've got to go pick up some more supplements from them. And I'm going to say, can you get me in?
Yeah. Just ask, say, can you get me in? Yeah. We need you to have a new pellet.
I know. Man, and I feel it. You know, I mean, before, you know, when it first hit, I was like, wow, this is, you know, I'm waking up. I'm like, and now that it's wearing off, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm back to being tired.
You've also started back to work, though.
I know, but it's a different filtering in there.
I know you can still tell, but that's also a different level of what you're dealing with. So you definitely need the pellet.
I need the boost.
Okay.
It's like an addiction. Well, I got to get my fix. I got to have my pellet.
Listen, there's worse things we could be doing. All right. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. I have a recipe to share this week.
Oh, you do?
What do you think about that?
Well, you go, girl.
It's a little easy, simple thing that I've made a couple times. It's no big deal. It's nothing super whatever. But I think it's very delicious. And I was telling Avery, and I told her about it the other day, and she was like, oh, that sounds really good. So the recipe, excuse me, it's actually part, anyway, it doesn't matter. You don't need the whole backstory. It doesn't matter. So it's just for smashed, crispy, new potatoes. This is the easiest thing to make, and it is a very good little side dish. You know, potatoes, you know, there's a million different ways you can do them. But sometimes you get tired or like you want something crispy and crunchy, but you don't want to do fries or you don't have an air fryer or whatever. So what you do is you take a bag of your little baby potatoes or new potatoes. They can be the yellow ones, it doesn't matter, but just kind of the small ones. And you cook them, you boil them up, clean them and boil them, you know, just till they're tender. You know, you don't want them super, super mushy, but just regular like you would to eat them. And then you let them drain them, and I don't think you really have to cool them very much, just maybe a little bit to touch. Then you put some parchment paper on your cookie sheet, or that's what I would do because you don't want it to stick. Put some parchment paper down and then take each of those little potatoes. And I have these mason jar glasses. So just use a mason jar or whatever you have, and you smash those potatoes. You just squish it down and they flatten right out. And they might kind of stick to the glass or whatever, but just sort of smash them flat. And arrange them all, you know, one layer on that sheet. Have your oven preheated to 425. And then you just take your olive oil and you just olive oil, brush it all on the top of them. Put some, you know, kosher salt and pepper. Put your, you know, whatever seasonings, but really just some good salt and pepper, you know, all over them. And bake them for about 50 minutes at 425. So it's a long, kind of takes a little while, but about 45 to 50 minutes, and those suckers get crispy and crunchy and like hard. And then afterwards, you could probably, if you wanted to sprinkle like right out of the oven, like a little Parmesan or something on them. And they're just these crispy, delicious little potatoes.
Delicious. Look, Holly's recipe. Hey,
I've been known to cook.
Good. You did real good.
I just thought it was so good and such an easy. Again, it's just a bag. You know, sometimes you get those new potatoes and then you're like, oh, you know, I don't know what to do with them or I don't want to boil them up. But they were good and crunchy. We had them with a steak one night. Just, you know, those crispy potatoes and a steak, and you put a little salad and they are real, real easy. Now, the recipe, I shouldn't even because I'm not going to share this whole thing. The recipe that I got this from was for a crispy smashed potato salad. So you make those potatoes just like I said.
Yeah.
And then there's a whole, I guess I could just share this too. There's a whole dressing that you make. Greek yogurt, mayo, mustard, lemon juice, garlic, dill, parsley, medium cucumber, and a shallot. And you mix that all up and you make, use those crispy potatoes and stir it all into that. And it's like a crispy kind of a potato salad thing. And that was very good too. Now they will get mushy after a little bit,
right,
but it was a really a good kind of crispy, crunchy, flat little potatoes instead of your basic little squares. So that was the original recipe. And then I'm just like, you know, those little potatoes are good just all by themselves.
So should I give a designer tip since you did the recipe?
Yes. What is happening? You guys, the world, hell is just frozen over.
No, as I'm thinking about redoing my dining room table. Yeah. So right now I've got like a little wooden kind of basket with seashells all in it in my centerpiece.
Very pretty.
So I'm going to take it off. And then I have a longer wooden like dough bowl.
Oh, and I love those.
I'm just taking a variety of apples and putting a variety of apples in that, and just to give it the color. And then you can take some green sprigs if you want to and put it in there, but really just the apples pound up is good.
That's perfect for September.
It is. That's just a fresh September. Yep. And that's it.
That's it. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Yep. That's delightful. So you shared a design tip.
No. Oh, Kimmy.
Look at you. And I have a recipe. Oh my gosh. Well, did you want to do a recipe?
Let's just, I've got one, okay, but I'll do, just leave I it don't there want... with you. No, that was good.
No, I just wanted it to be a bonus recipe. I didn't mean to take over. I don't have a picture or any. Okay. Okay. So should I give you the recipe to stick in the recipe thing, or how should I do that?
Yeah.
I can send it to you. It's really easy. I mean, it's not hard. It's really easy. So fine. The world has just turned upside down, you guys.
I know. Welcome to the Burr months.
Welcome to where people are cooking and people are designing.
Yeah. No, do you want me to give this, or I can wait till next week?
No, why don't you give yours? Okay. We can take go ahead and do your. Mine is just a bonus. Mine is a bonus.
Okay, so
and
here
we go. I'll link it, but yeah, you could do yours.
So we're still in that transitional time where we're heading into fall. We're in September, but it still is a little warm out. I mean, it's getting cooler. Mm-hmm. I think our cooler weather is coming maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But where we're in by cooler, I mean, we're going to be in the 80s. Lower 80s.
Yeah. Which feels great. It's feeling great right now.
It's not 110 outside. So but this is an apple coleslaw. So great for if you're tailgating, still great if you're eating, you know, like we eat outside a lot, you know, and do burgers or barbecue or whatever. But this just throws in a little bit of fall in with your still warm weather. Mm-hmm. And so for your dressing, you need 1/4 cup of apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons of Dijon mustard, 2 tablespoons of honey, 3/4 teaspoon of salt, and 1/4 teaspoon of ground pepper, and 1/4 cup of canola oil. And look, if you want to make your own coleslaw, you go for it. Otherwise, you can get two. Just the 10-ounce packages.
It comes in a bag, you guys.
Shredded coleslaw mix.
With or without carrots. You can do it however you want.
It's all however you want to do it. And then you need 2 celery ribs that are sliced and 4 small. I would probably use the Honey Crisp apples, but you could do the, you know, Pink Lady or the whatever. If you want it a little more sour, you could use the Granny Smith.
Something a little sweet, though, because with all the vinegar and the mustard,
with all the vinegar,
you want a little sweet.
I would go with the Honey Crisp.
Okay.
Now, with your apples, here's what you can also do. You can cover them. Go ahead and cut them up if you need to, if you need to do things ahead of time. Put about 2 cups of water and maybe 3 tablespoons of lemon juice in that, and just cover your apples, and that'll keep them from turning brown. And then you can, when you're ready to mix it, you can just throw it all in there. But that's it.
Drain them. Drain the water.
Drain the, obviously. Somebody, yeah.
I'm just saying, drain, you don't know.
Drain the water. Yeah. Drain all your apples, stir it into your slaw. Now, listen, one thing that you don't want to do though, you need to set your dressing aside until right before you're ready to serve it, because that vinegar will make that just a mush.
Oh, so it'll break it down.
Wilt it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah. So you can stir it. I mean, you can go ahead and get your apples cut up, mm-hmm. and, you know, put that in the refrigerator with the water and the lemon juice, and slice your celery up and put it in, mix it in with your coleslaw. Did I say green onions? Green onions. You got to slice okay. green onions. Yeah. Okay. Green onions, oh, about nice. Four green onions
uh-huh.
and celery and your apples and your coleslaw.
Okay.
And then right before you serve it, just mix that dressing in with it.
That sounds really good. That sounds kind of unusual. That's just like a little bit different take on that, but it's going to be nice and crunchy and cold. And that yeah. sounds really good. I like it.
Yeah,
I approve.
It's a good one.
I approve. Excellent. Okay. Well, it is time for your
I know. It is my top three.
Top three.
Yay, I
did know that. Yeah. Last week she tried to put it off on me and I was like, oh, hold up, sister.
I didn't know.
Okay. So the Mrs. Meyers cleaning sprays. She has a whole fall line of them.
Oh.
And I am enjoying that okay. right now. So Mrs. Meyers cleaning spray.
What particular, is there a particular, are there different fall scents?
There are different fall scents. Let me okay. pull what, this up
what do
here.
You have and what do you like?
I like them all. Oh. You know, it's a fall.
She's a fall-orama. Get out the pumpkins.
It's like an acorn spice, and here we go. There's you can actually get on Amazon. There's like a thing of three of them together, which is what I bought. And there is a mum, an apple cider, and an acorn spice.
Oh, mum.
Yeah,
I really like how mums smell. Actually, they're like that really fresh green kind of scent. I wonder if that's. Is that what it smells like? Have you smelled it?
It's a very fresh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of would like that one. And you can also get those at Target here, like in, well, I don't know if Walmart, but Target has
I think Walmart has them, yeah. Okay. I think I saw some.
Yeah.
Now I just lost. Oh, here it is. Okay. So this is going to make me sound like a very old person, which I guess I am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I bought, when we were going to Minnesota, I don't take medication, but I take a bunch of vitamins and I didn't want to carry all my vitamin things. And I also have the, you know, the progesterone at night. So I ordered a little pill case and it comes. So it has like a morning, afternoon and night slot.
Okay.
And, but it comes in this nice case.
See, and there's some nice pill cases now. We're not really old ladies because of the supplement. I mean, that's what people it is. are using them for.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you've got each one is its own little thing. So you've got like Sunday, Monday. It's not like it's not all connected together.
Oh yeah. And it's much more compact that way.
Right. Right. Okay. And then it comes in just this little nice zippered case.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. I've been seeing something like that. I got a little different kind that is whatever. It's just kind of okay. But I've been seeing that little zipper case one going, that looks interesting. So, okay. You're not old because that's cool. That's the young people are taking supplements. So you're fine.
Okay, good. Well, it is. I mean, when you're flat, I just didn't want to pack all those bottles.
No, one has time for that. It takes up too much.
Okay. I have found a dress it's a t-shirt dress. It's very loose and it's short sleeve. It's got pockets on
it. Is it long or short?
It is. Well, it's below my knees on me. So on you,
it barely covers my butt. Okay, great. Carry on.
It's a good length for me. It's a good length for me. It's probably above your knees, but I got it in maroon because, you know, on Fridays at school, we wear maroon and on Saturdays we wear maroon.
There you go.
So in the fall, my washing machine looks like just a sea of maroon.
It's just maroon and gray.
But
and
they've
got
all kinds of colors. Let's say there's black, there's green, there's navy, there's pink, there's red, there's, that's a bright yellow right there. They've got patterns. They've got, you know, all kinds of different colors of blues and teals. And oh, there's an olive one that you would like.
Oh,
orange. Yeah.
Are they like stretchy or are they like just t-shirty or are they?
They are very, very. That's stretchy. It's not a, you know, it's not a tight fitting thing, which.
Nice.
Here I am, you know.
Suck it up. I am. Get in there. That's awesome. I love a good t-shirt dress. I've been looking for, like I said, I got a long kind of V-neck one that I ended up really liking off of Amazon. Anyway, maybe I'll do it for a favorite. I had to sew up the sides because this thing had slits up to
all the way up.
I was fancy. Fancy was my name. I'm not even playing. I was like,
make America slit, fancy
clean up
again.
To her hip. That is almost what it was on both sides. I'm like, what the heck? Anyway, but all I do, little extra tip for y'all, you can sew that side slit up, or I don't sew it all the way. You know, you can make it as high as you want to, and no one can tell. So
I got a dress from L.L. Bean and it was very low cut.
Oh, yeah. You were telling us about your church.
Problem. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I finally found a safety pin and got that, got the girls, you know, staying
sometimes
in.
Sometimes we just have to adjust things, but that sounds great. That little t-shirt dress sounds like perfect for all the things. So for all the lounging. Well, thank you for sharing that top three. That was just wonderful.
Look, I was organized today.
You really were, which means I have to get on it for next time, but I can do it. I believe in myself. So anyway, well, we're just going to get back to our Labor Day. It's Labor Day when we're recording and you guys will hear this on Thursday, and hope you had a good Labor Day. Hope you're going to have a good weekend coming up, and yeah, we're in the burr months, you guys. So we're ready. Let's go.
Let's go. This is the best time of the year.
It's a pretty good one. I like every time, but this is pretty good. So I'm kind of excited. So until next time, we'll talk to you soon. Goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dip. Snail face, corn dip.
I didn't put, I did put it on yesterday. I did put it on yesterday. He came out of his room and he had his little t-shirt on. He said, look what I'm wearing today. And I said, well, look at you with your fire in the hole. Well, you wanted to say something. I don't have it. Good Lord. Fire in the hole. He's been working in his little fire in the hole t-shirt today.
That just made my day right there.
I know. I said, you got to get in here when we get on because that will make Joni's whole day. So
made it. Yes.
I'm